We're up to Perek Hamisha, also the 15th chapter of the Laws of Prayer. It's under the subsection Hilchos Nesiyas Kapayim, the Laws of the Blessings of the Kohanim. The most standard Rambams, this will be in Daf Lamed Beis. Shishat Dvarim Monim Nesiyas Kapayim. There are six things which are critical, and if they're not proper, you cannot have the priestly blessings, the Birchas Kohanim. Haloshon, the language, Vamumin, blemishes, Vavera, and sin, Vashanim, and years, Vayayin, and wine, Vetumas Yadayim, if the hands are unclean. Now this will be discussed. Haloshon Ketad, language, how so? Ho'ilgin, Shin Mutzinas Osios Kitukunam, people who do not speak and pronounce the letters properly. Kigon Shakar La'alfin Ainin, Ula Ainin Alfin, they pronounce an Aleph and an Ayin the same way. An Aleph sounds like an Ayin, and an Ayin sounds like an Aleph. Oli Shibolas Sibolas. They pronounce the shin of Shibolas as a si, as a samach, as Sibolas. Ukiyotzban or other such errors. He knows that as Kapan they do not say the Birchas Kohanim, the blessings of the Kohen. People who are heavy tongued, their words are not intelligible by everyone. He knows that as Kapan they do not say the blessings of the Kohanim. Rachabez, Hamumen Ketzad, blemishes, how so? Kon Shish Mumen Befanav Obiyadav Obaragla, a Kohen who has blemishes in his face, his hands, or his feet. Tagon, for example. Shayu Etzbaos of Akumos or Akushos, his fingers were crooked or bent to a side. O Shahayu Yadav Bohakonios, or he had splotches all over his hands, very freckled all over. Lo Yisus Kapov, he shouldn't lift his hands and give the Birchas Kohanim. Yishama Staklimbo, because the people stare at him. Misha Yeriro Yored Al Zakono, if his saliva was running down his beard, down his face. Bishar Shemadabra, when he speaks. Chenesum Abbasmeinov, or someone blind in one eye. Lo Yisus Kapov, he shouldn't pick up his hands in blessing. For the same reason that people will be distracted by staring at him. Vaya Dosh Biro, if he was well known in the city, Vahakala Yurigilim, Bazeha Suma, Bachas Me'enov, Me'enov, or Bazeh Shavir Azov. Everyone knew, was used to the person blind in an eye, or whose saliva ran down his face. Then it's mutter, it's permitted, Lepishen is talking about, because they don't look at him and stare at him. V'chen Yishayu Yod of Tzvot Istis Upua, somebody whose hands were dyed with these various kinds of dyes, Lehizus Kapov, he should not say the Birchas Kohanim. If most of the people of the city work with these dyes, mutter is permitted, lepishin mistaklimbo, because they do not stare at him. Alach gimel. Avera ketzad, sin, how so? Kohen shehargas anefesh, a Kohen who killed someone, af bishos atshuva, even though he repented, but Yisus Kapov should not lift his hands in blessing. Shenemar, as it says, yedechem domim aleil, your hands are filled with blood, and it says, when you spread out your hands, I will not answer you, because they're filled with blood. The Kohen who worshipped idols, whether by force or by accident, even though he repented, he never says the blessings. Shenemar, as it says, the Kohanim of the altars should not be allowed to serve in the temple. The Kesef Mishnah asks, he says, how do you know that even somebody who was forced to do it is disqualified? And he doesn't have an answer to that question. Ubracha kavodahi. Now, they're talking about serving in the temple that they're disqualified, and the Rambam says the priestly blessing is like service. Shenem, as it says, l'shar solavarach b'shmo, to serve him and to bless in his name. V'chein kohen sheimer l'akum, a kohen who converted to a pagan idolatrous religion, even though he didn't actually worship the idols, which he would be disqualified in any case. Even though he came back to Judaism, in a Gnosis Kap of Lalam, he can never lift his hands in the Birchas Kohanim. The Shara, various other sins, in and Monin, do not stop him from saying the blessing. Dalit. Hashanim Kate said, years, how so? Kohen Nar, a young Kohen, Lo Yisus Kap of, should not lift his hands up, Achismal is gone until his beard becomes filled out. Yayin Kate said, wine, how so? Misha Shosu Revi Yayin Batsachas, drinking a quarter of a log of wine at one time, And he knows his cup if he doesn't lift his hands in blessing. Till he removes his wine from him, till he sobers up. Because the blessing is compared to the service, which is not allowed to be done while under the influence of wine. If he drank a quarter of a log or a vias of wine in two different times, or he added a little water to dilute it somewhat, mutter is permitted. Even if he drank more than the measure of a revias, even if it was mixed with water, even though he drank it on a number of times, not all at once, so he uses kapha, if he shouldn't lift his hands in blessing, till he removes his wine. Kami revias, how do we measure a revias? Cubically. Two fingers by two fingers by two and seven-tenths fingers, using the thumb as the finger. This is the finger with which we measure for all matters of the Torah, and it is known as the gudel, and it is also called the bohen yad, the thumb. Hey, tumas yadayim ketzad, the impurity of the hands, how so? A Kohen who did not wash his hands should not lift his hands in blessing. He washes his hands till the joint. Just as you wash before serving in the temple. Then he blesses. Lift up your hands in holiness and bless God. The Kesef Mishnah says that it's clear that the Rambam holds that you do not have to wash your hands specially if you washed your hands already in the morning. Rashi learns that you have to wash your hands again. From the fact that the Rambam doesn't say tahara sayodayim, that you have to positively purify your hands, it's clear that he holds that the disqualification is if your hands are unclean because you didn't wash them in the morning. The Kesef Mishnah also quotes the son of the Rambam, Rav Avraham, who clearly states also that according to his father, he doesn't have to wash his hands especially for that. As long as he washed it in the morning, it's enough. Someone desecrated, born of a Kohen whose mother was not kosher to be married unto a Kohen. He doesn't lift his hands in blessings because he's no longer a Kohen. Vav. A Kohen who did not have any of these matters that stop one from lifting the hands in blessing. Even if he's not wise, he's not careful in observance of mitzvahs, or there were rumors that people spread about him that he does sins, or he was not honest in his business dealings, if he does lift his hands in blessing, you do not stop him. This is a positive commandment for every Kohen who's fit to lift his hands in blessing. You don't tell a wicked person, do another wickedness by not doing this mitzvah. I mean, if he's obligated, he's obligated. True, he's wicked. But if he wouldn't do this mitzvah, he'd be even more wicked. Zayin, Valtatama v'toma, don't wonder and say, Matol birchas hed yitzeh, what will help the blessing of this plain person, who is not very righteous? The acceptance of the blessing doesn't depend on the Kohanim, but in God. As it says, they will put my name over the children of Israel, and I will bless them. The Kohanim do the mitzvah that they were commanded to. And Hashem, with his compassion, blesses the Jews according to his desire. Ches. The people standing behind the Kohanim are not included in the blessing. Those standing on the side aren't included. If there was a barrier between the Kohanim and the people being blessed, even an iron wall, since their faces are facing the Kohanim, they are included in the blessing. Tess. Basar min the lifting of the hands and blessing is with 10, including the Kohanim. The Saknasa Shakun Kohanim Kulam Nosam is Kapayim. A shul that they're all Kohanim, they all lift their hands in blessing. Ulamihem Mavakim, who are they blessing? Lachem Shabbat Safran, Lachem Shabbat Aram, to their brethren in the north and their brethren in the south. Who's going to answer Amen? Hanashim v'taf, the women, the children. If there's another 10 Kohanim in addition to the Kohanim who went up to the platform to do the blessings, Asa'an and Amen, the 10 answer, Amen v'sham v'rachim, the rest blessed. So you would leave 10 of them down to be the congregation, and the other Kohanim would give the blessing. Yud. Tiba shlo'aya b'hen kohen el shech tiba levado le'izas kapo. Congregation that didn't have a Kohen, just the reader, the reader is the only Kohen, he shouldn't lift his hands in blessing, because he might get confused. If he was confident that he could lift his hands in blessing and return to his prayers, continue saying them out loud, he is permitted. There's no Kohen at all. When the reader reaches the prayer of Sim Shalom Omer, he says, Hashem, our God, a God of our fathers, bless us with the threefold blessing that's in the Torah, that's written through the hands of Moshe, your servant, Amor Pi Aaron Vanav, that is said in the hands of Aaron and his sons, Kohanim Am Kedoshecha, the Kohanim, your holy people, Ka'amor, as it said. And then he says, the blessing, Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha, may Hashem bless you and guide you, Yar Hashem Panav Alecha V'chuneka, may Hashem shine His face upon you and be gracious to you, Yis Hashem Panav Alecha, may Hashem show His face to you, V'yasem B'cha Shalom, and give you peace. And he reads the next sentence too, V'samu Shmiel B'nei Yisrael B'nei Avarachem, place my name over the children of Israel and I will bless them. V'nam on and Amen, the people did not answer Amen. The Kesem Mishnah learned that it means for each individual blessing, they did not answer Amen in the way that they would for the Kohanim. Although he brings one interpretation that it's going on the last thing, the Samur Shemi, that they don't answer Amen on that. Then he begins and says, Sim Shalom. Yeralef, Kohen Shinosis Kapo Bebesek Nesses, Volach Lebesek Nesses Acher, Umotzat Tzibur Shemispalalim, a Kohen who went and lifted his hands in blessing in one shul. And he went and he found another synagogue praying. They did not reach the blessings of the Kohanim. Nosi Yodav Lehenu Mavarchim. He lifts his hands up to them and blesses them. The Fidu Kam upon them beyom, even many times in the day. Kohen Shloaka Raglavim Komal Al Saduchan, a Kohen who did not lift up his feet from his place to go up to the platform. B'Shasha Mashlech Tzibur Ritzei, when the reader said the Ritzei prayer. Shuvin Olav Ozatvila, he no longer goes up in that prayer. Avlavaka Raglav Lalos, if he lifted his feet, started to go up. Even though he didn't reach the platform till after the blessing of Avoda, till the blessing was completed, he goes up and says the blessing. Any Kohen doesn't go up to the platform to say the blessing, even though he's nullifying one positive commandment, it's as if he would have violated three rather than one. Shnamas, it says, Kosevaruch was b'nei Yisrael amolehem, v'som v'shmi. Thus you should say to the children of Israel, say to them that they should put my name. So there are three expressions of a positive act. So shall you bless, say to them, and put my name. B'chol kohen she'eino mevarech eino misbarech. Any kohen doesn't bless doesn't become blessed. B'chol kohen ha'mivarech misbarech. But any kohen who does bless becomes blessed himself. Shnamar, as it says, v'varecha mevarechecha. I will bless those that bless you.